catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Now use super fast internet anywhere with OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. No contracts, no wires. OVO.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bang! It's Friday, people. You know what that means? Knockoffs.
Sometimes it starts early.
Yep, might have already started for some. Let's get into it. Today's show, very special guest, Jonathan Thurston.
He's got
a book out. He's got a speaking tour out. We're going to have him live in this studio in about 5 minutes' time.
And I've already met him in the elevator with all my supermarket shopping.
Very glamorous.
I really know how to impress our guests.
You're like a wag.
I am like a wag, a good old-fashioned one. We've got Clown of the Week.
Yes, it's chock-a-block.
It really is.
You're getting a run.
I'm getting a run.
Something that happened on yesterday's show.
Why?
I think it's better out than in.
What? No. What
yeah,
I
no,
done?
It is. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
You'll be okay.
All right, we'll do that. We've got Limo coming in. Great Limo, our mate.
Limo got attacked by a duck.
What?
That's
incredible. He got attacked by a duck.
What's going
on? Is he the Lone Ranger? I'm not sure.
People might have been attacked by ducks. We want to hear from you if you have.
Sure,
that'd be bizarre. We've got the Week in Review.
Yes.
And Mick, you've put together a documentary that's going to be played on the Triple M network on Sunday.
We both have.
We've both been involved.
A documentary together.
Yes.
It's going to be a ripper. It's for Remembrance Day. It's for Soldier On. And we'll play a little snippet.
All right, that's great.
Just to give you a taste of what will be going around the country nationally. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. But let me start by welcoming to the network Triple M Newcastle.
Welcome.
Welcome to
104.9.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Make yourself comfy. Jane, send them your bomber jacket. They need a bomber jacket.
No, they don't. Not having my bomber jacket. I don't. I love Newcastle, trust me. I love everybody who comes from Newcastle.
I do too.
I love
fond memories.
I love
this.
It's a great
part of
the beaches.
I love Noah's. Is it still there?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Better be.
Yeah. Chris Brown's from Newcastle.
Oh,
sorry, Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, jeez.
But I do love.
There we go. It's like 6 degrees of separation,
really, isn't it?
Everything with you comes back to Dr. Chris Brown.
Why
eventually.
Not?
Eventually.
Look, it's also got.
What was he doing there? He's the Bondi vet, not the Newcastle
That's
vet.
That's where he grew up, man.
Well, why didn't he stay there and do a grittier version of the Bondi
Let
vet
it
in
go,
Newcastle?
Mick. Let it
he
go.
He doesn't live in Bondi.
Yeah. Let's not talk about
the
him.
The Coogee Bay bet.
Let's talk about Tanya and Steve for breakfast because they have been part of KOFM,
I like
which
Tanya.
Has been around for
don't
ages.
Care, don't care for Steve.
He's a good
don't
guy.
Upset Steve.
Steve's a giant dick.
Oh, nice. Come on.
Dave, that's what you were saying before.
How dare you? I was not.
Ah, no, you can
blame
team.
They have been going on and also.
I don't care what Dave says. I like it, Steve.
They're going to also have JR and Little A across the workday.
Little A is a legend too. Little A has been part of Newcastle radio for as long as I can remember.
Well, since 1971. So
is that how far back?
Yeah, maybe that's time's up now. Come on, you've had a good run.
What's happening?
Little A's had a good run. Time for some new kids to have
a
go.
No way.
Surely?
He is an institution in that city.
Right.
What about Little C?
No.
I've been called that.
All the way.
You have. Bet you have. It's also the only one still for NRL and, of course, including every night's match live.
Well
so you
done.
Can see that. And,
welcome
yeah.
to the family, Triple M in Newcastle.
I love it when you introduce.
There is a hazing, you know, when you get welcomed, you need.
Is there?
There's a hazing ceremony.
A Triple M style.
Yeah, you'll get your bots paddled. Yeah, no, it's one of those.
It's all in good fun.
No one gets hurt. Nah. Maybe a little A.
Keep it above board.
Hey, shall we get into it? We've got a bloke sitting out there. I just can't wait to get into our studio.
Yeah.
One of the giants of his field. One of the all-time greats.
And look, he's a really good guy. All right.
You only met him for a minute in the elevator.
No, but I know all about Jonathan.
Oh, whatever. What's his favourite food?
He loves barbecues. He loves.
You are.
He does. He loves roast lamb.
Yeah. All right. What's his favourite film?
Yeah. His favourite movie is
say Shawshank
the Castle.
Oh, safe bet. Well done.
All right, we'll get to the bottom
all
of
right.
that.
Right after this, thanks to OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Rugby league fans everywhere will miss the legend that is Jonathan Thurston.
Thurston with a magic pass.
Queenslanders will miss him winning 8 straight State of Origin series.
He got it! Yes! He got it! Yes! Thurston, you are gone!
Cowboys fans will miss him for winning them their first ever premiership.
He heads it, he's done it! He's got the fan goal! He's got the premiership!
And everyone will miss that laugh. Here to launch his creatively titled book, Jonathan Thurston, The Autobiography, please welcome JT.
Hey, wow. JT. You should be in the audience of your own shows when you're doing your speaking circuits. You'd be great.
You and Matty John's rival for best laugh, I think, in the NRL.
How are you, mate? Thank you for coming on our show. Yeah, congratulations on the book. It's a cracking read.
Yes.
I was going to go through everything you've won, but I think people know it, don't they? It's just an incredible resume. The Clive Churchill medal, that must mean a lot, hey? Getting that in the grand final?
Yeah, it was at the time. I was I felt like on that night I wasn't probably the best player on the park.
You're a bit too modest.
Who would you have given it to?
Well, I probably thought Anthony Milford was probably the best on the night. And
You have to say that because you're a proud and you're a humble man. And, of course, three golden boots. Is that right? Have I got that right?
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. But above all that, what I like is you awarded the Australian Human Rights Commission's medal for your work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Probably more important work than all else you've achieved. So congratulations on lot. Here's the bit that's really... I just want to read this out because we need to discuss this. Despite having a standout stint with Queensland under-17s, he was overlooked by Brisbane Broncos as too small, too slow, an easy target, and a poor tackler. How do you think that worked out for them?
Do they see that as the one that got away?
Does it still come up?
I think it does. It does. I remember being at carnivals as a teenager and all these players were walking around with the Broncos tracksuit and I always thought, why don't I have my Broncos tracksuit? I always thought I was better than those boys in the Broncos tracksuit, so I've clearly gotten over it.
Brisbane,
Because Cam Smith, they didn't get Cam either, did they? Because he obviously ended up in Melbourne, but he was on their radar.
Yeah, he's a local junior as well from Logan, so they missed out on him.
Imagine those two on the same team.
One of the things I've always been fascinated, Mick and I have recently been to Northern Territory and we've seen a lot of the Indigenous boys playing, and girls, playing barefoot.
Yes.
How old were you when you got your first pair of footy boots?
I played under-10s when I got my first pair of footy boots.
So before you were...
I was barefoot until 10 years of age. So I got these pair of boots from Kmart. I think they were Tracks.
That well-known brand. There's good sponsorship.
I felt like I had a cape when I put them on.
Superhero.
But, they were the first time I wore boots as a 10-year-old.
You're actually also, I'm not sure if everybody knows this, you're a doctor. We should be calling you Dr. Johnson.
The hell? Dr. Thurston.
Dr. Thurston. Yes. Wow. Like a checkup, please, Dr. Thurston.
You might have
I've got a glove in my pocket if you want to.
Can you fill this script in for me, please, Dr. Thurston?
Can you just quickly inform everyone about recent award?
A doctor of letters for my work contribution that I've done to the community throughout North Queensland. So, James Cook University. Gave me an honorary doctorate, so whenever I go onto a campus, they must call me Dr. Thurston. So,
Dr. Thurston.
I've been making random trips to the to the university, so I can just hear them call me Dr. Thurston.
You know what you should do? You should check into hotels and airlines as Dr.
That's
Thurston.
That's right. You can put it on your airline ticket. Now
you'll get good tables at restaurants.
Yeah,
you would. One of the other things, apart from being busy doing this tour, of course, and also you've got fabulous Deadly Kindies is also another amazing community project you're behind.
Yeah, that's right. So we ran that project throughout southeast Queensland, and the numbers went through the roof in its first year. So now we've just rolled that out through Townsville. So it's a program where the statistics were saying when Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids got to grade one, they were already behind the rest of the classroom because they weren't accessing these kindy programs. So they go to their local medical service and get a health check, check their eyes, ears, everything, get checked. And, they can go through and
with you at the helm, that is awesome.
You can do it now. You're a doctor.
Yeah.
Now, And you're wearing a poppy today too, so Remembrance Day obviously means a lot to you.
Yeah, so I've done a fair bit of work with the Remembrance Day, which is in a couple of days. So I did a video for them a couple of weeks ago. So
good on you.
One of my my grandfather's brother actually was in Vietnam. Yep. So yeah, got a family history there.
Well, we've got a special soldier on for Remembrance Day. I think it's a 12 o'clock metros and 9 o'clock in the regionals, and everyone should take some time to think about it, a quiet time to think about it, and sacrifices some have made. Can I ask you, what if you had to choose one, where would you, what level would you play at? Would you play club level? Would you play state of origin or for your country? What means the most? How's it work?
What means the most is representing your country.
Yep.
But it's probably playing for your state has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
On and off the field.
Had a pretty good run there in the Maroons too.
Do you get a bad welcome? Do you get a raw welcome when you're in New South Wales? I mean, you terrorised that state for so long. What's the reception like when you're out and about?
Actually, they're pretty good to me, actually. Yeah, unlike some others. But, they've been really polite to me, which is unusual.
Well, look, we could listen to you for 2 hours of this entire show. If you would like to have an evening with Dr. Jonathan Thurston. Of course, tonight at the Palms at Crown, it's probably sold out, I imagine, but you can see, you should check it out. The 10th in the Gold Coast, 11th at Toowoomba, which will be very special, I imagine, 16th Perth, and the 18th in Adelaide. Go to ticketmaster.com.au to listen and ask any questions you like of this really special guy.
It'll be a great night, one you'll never forget. Good on you, JT. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Top shelf. And thanks for the book.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
It's always fiercely contested.
It definitely is because...
And it's large. There's lots of clowns floating around this week. 133353. If you want to get involved, if you know someone close to you in your life of... public.
Well, I'd like to kick it off with ScoMo.
Wow.
For putting out his stupid 80s playlist with one Australian song.
Oh, yeah, this one.
That was a big moment.
Wawanee.
Wawanee.
And the guitarist from Wawanee says, I don't want to be part of his stupid list, by the way, ScoMo.
But we did a whole thing saying if you could only take one song that was Australian on your podcast, what would it be? He's missed the obvious.
I don't know why it is.
It gets me every time.
Why wouldn't you put that one on?
That.
Of course
you just
I did.
Dancing.
Because it's got a beat. It's Friday.
Needs more
makes me want a boot scoot.
Oh, it needs more cowbell. Now, what about, I would like to clown Pauline Hanson. For her appearance on Studio 10.
No.
Like sticking up for her.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I am sticking up for Pauline because...
Is it first?
No, because let's clown Mark Latham.
Well, hang on a second. I mean, but her performance was fair.
Because she was left with her backside flapping in the wind. Would you want to hear what she had to say?
Yeah, well, this is so... What we need to just explain.
Mark Latham was supposed to be on with Pauline because for some bizarre reason, Mark has decided...
He's going to be a big
to now
big wheel.
Be as part of One Nation.
Yeah. Sure. And he was there. He didn't turn up. There's an empty chair beside Pauline Hanson. It looks all a bit sad.
At Studio 10 on Channel 10.
All right. Yeah. So let's hear what Pauline had to say.
On your big announcement day, he's not here. And, I mean, this shot of
we've been doing
this empty chair next to you just speaks volumes to the voters who do want change and do want people to stand by their word.
And we will stand by word, and I'm sure you have all been in the same positions, that you've actually made commitments, and the general public know that too. You've made an appointment with the hairdresser, but the dentist needs, so everyone breaks some appointments.
So where, if you where think is that, he?
I don't know exactly where he is.
How could he not? No, I don't understand. You're the leader of the party. Starving. He is meant to be here with you. And then at the last minute, he says, no, I'm not here, and you don't know where he is.
Joe, his staff have taken him. I got out here. He went with his staffer. So anyway, that's where it is.
And he didn't
moment,
tell you where he was
because
going?
Because there was other commitments that he had
but what
to
other
make.
Commitments? You're the leader. He's bailed out on you.
I haven't got a leash on Mark, and I don't have a leash on any of my members of Parliament.
Wow.
Okay.
Come
on.
A double clown.
Clowns all around. Well, tell you what. Mark did turn up eventually somewhere.
Where?
Well... He turned up on our own Triple M network last
night.
Was it
last night, was it?
He did. Triple M, you know, he's very lucky because he used to have a podcast here, but that was, he was gone from there.
Correct.
Got the boot.
Obvious reasons.
We got him back, have we? Mm.
Oh, did you know Sam Dastieri's got a show?
Has he?
Yeah, he's got a show on the Triple M network. And look who popped up, Mark Latham. Let's have a listen.
Joe essentially has become a clown on his little show there that focuses on weight loss potions and pregnant bananas. And he does dress-ups and all sort of silly stunts with a big ego and thinks it's all about him. And I think that's pretty sad.
Okay, so was Joe lying?
Well, I never made a commitment to anyone to be on the show. And Pauline Hanson and I did 5 interviews in a row as a duo.
Yep.
And then we got an extra request from the ABC. Pauline had committed a week earlier to do Studio 10. Yep. I hadn't. They didn't know about me until 7 o'clock in the morning because I hadn't been announced as the candidate. This idea they knew about me the day before is the biggest load of baloney ever. What a load of rubbish.
Oh, well, Joe Hildebrand disputes that and said they had the text, so someone's telling fibs.
Did he clown Joe Hildebrand?
Yeah, he did.
Hey, you don't get to clown. We do the clowning in this neighbourhood. Damo's going to clown. Damo, who do you want to clown? Hello, Damo.
How we doing all? Well, good. Mick, you were taking one for the team as you started off the show by welcoming all the Newcastle visitors, and you said, look, you know, can we get a bomber jacket out? And Dear Jane said, nah, shot you down.
I would have thought that was not very welcoming.
I'm not giving my jacket to the whole of Newcastle.
Sydney gave you
jacket.
Well,
I'm only one person.
Damo, it's not happening, mate. I covet that jacket.
Can you loan it? Can you borrow it?
Yes, you can borrow it.
You can borrow
it. But don't do what Mick Molloy did with my jacket and take it to Kittens or anywhere like that, will you, Damo?
I got more respect for yourselves and
Thank
Triple
you.
M. Than...
I will loan it to you. Of course I will.
Damo.
Jeez, Damo.
Take the prize pack. I've been listening since Doug Mulray back in the early 90s.
Good Lord.
Every Europe, I've been streaming Triple M.
Yep.
So you got the Ridgey Didge here. I'm not the local.
Damo,
done. That's good. You got it.
There'll be a statue of you.
You had a whinge and it worked.
And we'll give you a prize pack as well to go with the jacket.
One just quickly I'd like to get out of the way. Yep. Jane, while we're doing this, for something that happened on yesterday's show. Now, I wasn't quite sure if I could believe my ears, right? But you're on the show and I thought...
What is this?
I've heard this.
I thought I heard something chewing. I mean, my ear, I hear, is that chewing gum? Is someone chewing gum? And I'm going, as a broadcaster, there aren't many things you should not do. I would have thought that maybe not chewing gum on air would be one of them, but
it's
couldn't.
First time I've done it.
I couldn't believe it. I went into Marshy and I said, Marshy, can you roll it back? I'm just have a listen now.
God, forensic. What are you?
It's not obvious, but you're here.
Columbo.
There's one in the middle. There's one just at the end, but I've just got a little bit of a. Have a listen to Jane.
All right, this is your chew on air.
It's a sofa downstairs and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible. Oh,
sure. Come on, IKEA.
No.
That's not true,
is it? I've got something in my... went on for a bit.
It went on for a bit. It did because I took it out of my mouth and I put it down on the desk.
We've got to hear it again, don't we?
Just please try it again. Have a listen. It's a sofa downstairs and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, IKEA.
No.
Have you put that in on purpose?
I have not put that in.
Oh, well. Well, at least I didn't fart on air.
I beg your pardon?
Well, if we got that when you were on Nova a few years ago.
That's right. I've got the audio.
Come on. Have you got that?
Yeah.
Did he try to pull out, Ed? The first thing he said this morning is, I'm not running.
That's what I think about you,
Ray. That's disgusting. It's the first audible flatulence we've had in 8 years.
Mick, have you been holding that just for a perfect moment to punctuate your point?
Does it smell?
No.
Can we go to somewhere else?
Come on.
Mick, leave the room.
That's enough. Made the point.
You made your point.
Wow. All right, well, now we're even.
All right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, we've got more clowns. Give us a call on 133353.
Kennedy Molloy.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Your new way to drive home.
It's a sofa downstairs and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, IKEA.
No.
That's Jane Kennedy chewing.
I hope my children aren't listening because I'm so down on people that chew gum.
Chewing gum on national radio.
Was it towards the end of the show?
You know what you should do tomorrow? What? On Monday, why don't you bring some chewing tobacco? You can spit into a spittoon
or a piece of wheat.
There's on YouTube, people record themselves making mouth noises.
I don't want to hear that.
It turns people on.
Turns people on.
It's an actual thing. Gives them tingles.
Oh, Jesus. There'll be a few stiffies
out there.
Is that
what you do in the bedroom?
Apparently I've... No.
You know, you chew a bit and then you play this.
I'm not into it personally, but... It is a thing. Right.
Oh, my apologies.
Hey, by the way, I'd like to clown you, Dave.
Why?
You said you were going to do Movember and you didn't.
Oh,
and
I have
genuinely
one.
Upset Come on, about
Mick.
It. What are you
I've
talking about?
I've grown it.
Me.
Oh, come
he's
on.
Doing it. He's doing well.
No, seriously, why did you... You said you told us you were going
he
to...
He is doing it. Stop it.
Where?
Listen, you've got what one night and you've got Movember.
Yeah, that's true. 5 o'clock shadow, about midday for Mick.
Yeah, no, that's right.
It's here. It's a little salt.
It's a sign of virility.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
thank
it
God.
Is
that what it is for me? For you.
Why are you, Dave?
What? I mean,
is that it? November needs about 84 days.
No,
I reckon,
you're doing
for you to
pretty
make a meaningful
well.
Effort. Well done. It's for Movember. What does it mean to you?
You bet Movember for Men's Health. So anybody wants to donate, we've got a link on our Instagram page as well. And there's a photo of my Mogress on the Instagram to see how it's going. Yes.
All right. Excellent. Go to that. I'm going to clown Ellie from The Bachelorette.
Oh.
Wow.
For putting a little pressure on the contestants.
What do you mean?
Well, let's just hear a little bit of the plan that Ali has, and she told this to one of the contestants' sisters on a home visit.
I'm looking for my husband at the end of this, and I have sort of a plan.
Yeah.
And my plan is, like, I want to be engaged sort of in the next 6 months to the next year.
Yeah.
I want to then get married and then have kids within the next 3 years.
Yeah, so I want a ring and then it's about me and I want a wedding, I want a dress, I want to be photographed at my wedding, then I want a baby and then I want to put the baby on Instagram. Man, hey, I'm also going to clown.
Can I just quickly, I think also in her plans at some stage will be to boil a rabbit. do you get that feeling
I
that
do.
That may come
Sorry,
up at
Ellie.
Some point?
Ellie, calm the farm. Girlfriend. Yeah. By the way, Charlie, who I thought might be one of the contenders to win, he doesn't quite understand the rules of the game.
What?
Charlie's got a problem. Let's have a listen to what he said to Ellie.
I'm 100% committed. I'm completely invested. I can see a future with you.
Mm-hmm.
I can see myself falling in love with you. But there's the one thing missing.
What?
It just being you and me. The issue for me is, and it really eats me up, is that we are not exclusive because you are committed to other people in the alley. You're seeing someone else. It's not
right. Okay.
You turned up with 20
Listen,
blokes.
Mate, this is the rules. You're with a whole bunch of guys. Yeah. You're the Bachelorette-y boys.
Yeah.
And you have to wait for the end of the show, dude.
You take turns pashing the Bachelorette.
Correct. And then she will pick a winner.
There it is.
We got some callers.
Well, I want to take Julie first. Can we take Julie?
Yeah, let's go
I'd
to Julie.
I'd like to hear what she has to say.
Hi, Julie.
Who'd you like to clown?
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, I'd like to clown Triple M for sending me an email suggesting I'd throw a mo for November.
Julie.
Oh, that's so
But it's not that
really
much of a push,
sorry.
Is it, Julie?
On behalf of the network, I do apologise.
You get out the...
I'm not Greek. I can't do it.
You're not Greek.
Julie, if you could grow a moustache, what type would you go for? You kind of, handlebar...
you'd have to go the handlebar. You'd have to go the full hog.
Goatee? Yes. Would you have a goatee?
Looks a bit better with a goatee,
What about a ZZ top? Would you go a ZZ top?
No, I can't stand those. Right.
Julie, put down the Veet. And let it go, baby. We got a prize for Julie.
Julie, we are so sorry about that. We're going to give you $100 worth of DeBoardley wines, including the delicious Rosé by DeBoardley. Everything you want in a pale dry Rosé.
Let's check in with Thank Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca. Who would you like to clown?
My son.
Why?
Well, you know, he did the wrong thing. He's in a relationship. Well, was in a relationship with his girlfriend and she checked his phone. On
what?
His video section.
Right. And
what?
What harm could come of this?
Exactly.
And what happened? What happened?
Well, you know, there was a lot of yelling and,
Now, but what did she discover? What did she discover on his phone?
Yeah, well, the most inappropriate thing you could do, cheat on your phone and video it.
Oh, my God.
So he was with another woman on his phone.
Mm.
Rebecca, how are you aware of this?
Because she sent me a text and told me, I wanted to text back saying way too much information.
Can you tell her to send me the video?
I know it.
She didn't send you the video, did she, Rebecca?
No, No.
Well, what's your stupid son doing? Have you had a chat? What did you do?
Well, you know, he's in his early 20s, still at home, won't move out.
We were all idiots in our early 20s. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's an explanation, not an excuse.
Tell his father to have a word.
Yeah. Luckily, there's no videos around in his father's
day. Yeah, that's lucky. Oh,
well, Rebecca, you seem to be taking it hard, and your
son. And you like this, because you like the girl, do you?
She's lovely. Yeah.
What a nong
that's
he
the
is.
Thing, you fall in love with the girlfriend, and then your dickhead son's.
That's all right. Well, we've clowned him on national radio for you, Rebecca.
Anyway,
prize pack, Dave.
Well, I've got tickets for you to go see Coldplay, A Head Full of Dreams, on the big screen at Event and Village Cinemas for one night only, November 14th.
Send your stupid son and his girlfriend and see if they can't patch it up.
No way. I love Coldplay. I'm related. I'll do it.
Available at villagecinemas.com.au or eventcinemas.com.au.
Give us a call. We'll keep taking your calls. 133353.
Your new way to drive home.
We're in Clown of the Week right now, though.
We sure are. Should we take Adam first? I just want to speak to Adam. You've had a bad incident. What happened?
Yeah, what's happening?
Oh, hey, fellas. How you going?
Yeah, good.
And Jane, of course.
That's all right.
And Jane. Well, you know, we're all
I don't mind being a fella.
Right. What's on your mind, Adam?
I just want to clown my surgeon.
Why?
My orthopaedic surgeon. I'm supposed to go in for a hip replacement on Monday.
Yep.
And I get a text message of all things. On Friday, saying he'd cancelled because he wanted to take the long weekend off.
Oh. He wanted to have the whole spring carnival, did he?
And then I'm like,
God, racing.
And get this, I'm like, oh, can't I just have, what about Wednesday or Thursday, you know? And no, the end of the month.
So what I can do? I can see him finally operating in surgery on you with his golf glove on and his golf shoes on. Going, I've got a tee off time in about 30 seconds.
No, he's a clown. That's fair enough, Adam.
The only thing is I'm in a wheelchair at the moment, which is not too good, but I get a really good car park spot now.
Good idea, Adam. It's just your world and we live in it. Mm. Well done, Adam.
Who else do you want to clown?
I'll clown you.
Me?
For this comment on yesterday's program.
You think I've got melons? Check out this bird. I'm not kidding.
To anyone who's just tuning in.
Grab the podcast.
This was the podcast.
I don't normally speak like this.
You didn't just drop into that conversation without knowing the backstory. Or you might think we're being over-familiar with each other. All right, you get the idea.
Look what I've become.
We're talking about your melons on the show all day yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that was because, you know, that I did perform with...
Droughtbreakers, who were fantastic.
And there was photographs taken and I was wearing a T-shirt that was a Red Dust T-shirt from when we went away. And they're very clingy and it's very shiny, clingy material. A photograph was taken and apparently...
On Instagram. Was it the first comment?
It was about my nice melons, Jane.
That's good feedback from Triple M.
Well, got to tell you, I've had worse. Yeah. I'll take that. Absolutely. I'll take that any day. And then, of course, there's been a spate and no one's recognising my singing talents. They're commending me on my upfront.
I'm sure they're related.
On my upfronts.
They're sure.
I'm sure they are.
They are related.
I'll remember to wear a clingy T-shirt more often.
Mm-hmm. Another clown for you is standing in my way in my pursuit of a chicken heiress.
You know I've been nothing but supportive. I'm your chicken wing woman on this whole thing. I am. Because we've, you know, tried to tee you up with your dream woman, which was Lucy Steggles.
Then I got all excited about Miffy.
Tammy Ingham. Tammy Ingham.
Because she has not only chicken but racing connections.
She does. And we're getting warmer there.
And I thought, well... It can't get any better than this. And what did you turn up yesterday?
I found a chicken heiress.
A KFC heiress.
Yes. KFC chicken heiress. Who also has a lingerie business.
Ding!
And you said, she could caddy. Perfect.
That is the final piece in the puzzle we are looking for. Indeed. All right, let's wind this up and we'll come back and we want to play you a bit from our Soldier on... special, which will be going to air this Saturday on Remembrance Day, 12
this
o'clock.
Sunday.
Yep. At 12 o'clock around the metropolitan areas and nine in our regional stations.
You bet.
And there's some, we'll play a bit.
Look, we've had a lot of laughs as we have during this show. Yep. There's something that is, you know, amazing when you hear this, and we're going to talk to you about one of the people you're going to hear about.
Done.
All right after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This Sunday at 11 o'clock, 9 a.m. on all Triple M regional stations and midday across the metropolitan stations, you've put together a pretty special moment, Mick.
We have indeed. So I'm an ambassador for Soldier On. Limo, I think, who's coming in here in a minute, also is an ambassador with Soldier On. I hosted a night for them. It's a tough night. Mm. It's so good. You just run the gamut. So there's so many heartwarming stories. There's so many terrible stories. There's so many great people in the room. But it's the second one that we've done this year. We went up to Sydney earlier in the year, me, myself and Jane, and we, instead of hosting it, we were backstage interviewing a lot of the people who will get maximum benefit from Soldier On, which includes returned servicemen and their families and partners. And it's a big fundraising effort for Concord Hotel in Sydney. But we got together a remarkable group of people and we recorded some interviews with them. Especially on Remembrance Day, it has resonance and you should listen and I think you'll enjoy it. And as they all say, just take a moment out of your day and your routine to have a think about what kind of sacrifice they've made. We've got a little snippet to play for you of Damien Tomlinson.
We have, and Damien, you know, is one of the more extraordinary people I've met in my life.
Yep.
He was a commando in the 2nd Commando Regiment of the Australian Army in April of 2009, he was on a night patrol in southern Afghanistan and his unit drove over an improvised Taliban bomb and Damien lost both his legs due to this. What he spoke about and what affected me was how important his mates were. They saved his life.
Yep.
People couldn't believe that, doctors couldn't believe he survived. And I think he's just got a bit of a story about how important his mates are.
Yes, let's just have a listen. We've just got an excerpt from our chat with Damien going to air this Sunday. Do you still catch up with a few of the boys? Are you in contact with the lads?
I definitely do. I mean, I made a conscious decision when I left the Defence Force to leave it in their hands when they contact me.
Yep.
Because I mean, I'm responsible for the worst night in a lot of people's lives and solely responsible just based on what happened. Yes, it's chance, but still. And we've had two casualties and two suicides that were close to what happened to me. And, I mean, from there it really reinvigorates what you think you should do with your life. All of a sudden, you know, and I've still got my friend Ian Turner, his message is saying, well, I was actually in a dark space at that time. I was in a really dark space and I tried to ring him and he said he was going to call me back because he was down in a loud pub. Walked out by that stage, I'd gone to sleep. You know, it took maybe 5 minutes to get out there and I woke up to three messages that will never leave me. And I was saying, we didn't spend 56 minutes on the ground to keep you alive for you to give up. Don't ever do it. You know, and then, losing him was, I think, one of the hardest things that's ever happened. You know, to me, that sacrifice isn't their soldiers' sort of burden. A sacrifice is their family's burden.
Yep.
They're the people who carry you through. They're the people who help you along the way. And I'm just gifted in the fact that I have such a great family and good people around me to the point where I can push forward and hopefully live out the dreams that the guys would have wanted me to.
Thank you for talking to us and thank you for sharing your story with our audience. These are the stories people need to hear. So we really appreciate Damien coming along.
Thanks very much, Meg. I think the stories that everyone really needs to hear are the guys who no one knows exist.
Yep.
That's true.
You know, I mean, I'm alive because of the eight that are left of that crew of people. So, I mean, just to everyone listening, if you can have that small moment on Anzac Day or Remembrance Day, either of the two, walk up, maybe nod, say thank you, or at least shake the hand because you could mean the difference between someone getting buried and someone staying alive.
Good on you, mate.
So, beautifully said.
Thank you.
So there you go. It's fairly powerful stuff. And the real story, I'm like you, we were in awe this night. We met some of the bravest people we've ever met. There's interviews there with returned servicemen, with returned civilians, with mothers and partners of soldiers who never came back quite the same way. Give it a burl if you've got a bit of spare time on Sunday. Soldier On Special, 12 o'clock. In all metros, Dave, and then nine in the regionals.
That's exactly right, Mick. It's the Kennedy Malloy Soldier On Special. All right, Limo coming up next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up.
Somebody, anybody.
Listen,
oh,
I know, I'm just going.
Well, you've got your hands full. I'll describe exactly what you're doing in just a moment. Dave,
don't dob me
on the
in
nod.
Again.
Trying to grow a moustache.
Oh, dear.
Hey, we've got a big second hour coming up. We're going to...
I know exactly what's happening. Oh, we've got the Week in Review coming up.
We'll take your calls, take your tweets. Let's start at the top. Let's get straight into it with our good mate, Limo.
Wonderful to be here, guys. And Dave, I am a bit disappointed in you.
What do you mean?
Well, Mick had told me you were doing Movember, so...
Look at me.
You don't say you're going to do something and then not do it.
I'm doing it. I've done it.
You're doing it.
Did you? I mean, you look like you shaved this morning. Are you?
That's rubbish. He's got a bloody mo happening.
Limo's got a mo too happening.
Well, but Limo's
gone,
We're about the same length.
Limo could have driven in here in a semi-trailer.
No,
we're the same length. Not in any department.
No, we are a slightly different length. Yours, Dave, if I can describe it.
Yes.
Because there is a bit of something there.
Thank you.
You've got a bit of a 1970s PE teacher going on.
PE teacher.
1970s PE teacher.
I'm thinking Ron Burgundy. Little Anchorman style.
No, I'm going with the PE teacher.
Yeah, no, I think PE teacher.
A hint of Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Maybe. And he's hot right now. Wow.
He is.
And I've got a touch of the Chopper Reeds, I guess.
You've got a bit of the Chopper Reeds. Quasi Malat.
Yeah, let's not bring Ivan into it.
It's a little of both.
Hey, I'm happy with the chopper. And I mean, yesterday sounds like the day to be here. It was Melons Day yesterday.
It was Melons Day. Melons are not out today.
Melons are under wraps until further notice.
Melons Thursday yesterday. Hey, now, you guys were chatting with, you played an excerpt from your chat with Damien Tomlinson.
Yes.
Can't wait for that special on Sunday. An incredible individual, Damien, you know.
Now, you've just worked with him, yeah?
And I have worked with him on Invictus Games. And a shout-out to Damo. Him and his lovely partner had a baby girl last week.
Wow. Isn't that fantastic?
Little Isla.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I've saw the most beautiful pictures, actually, on Instagram as well. So that's...
Well, that's the end of your golf game, mate. We actually talk about how he loves playing golf. It's one of the few great games you can
play. He's got an annoying handicap as well, golf-wise.
Well, no, he plays off less than me. But then again, I've been beaten off the stick by a blind golfer, so there's not a lot to say.
He's pretty good with the drag because he's got two full prosthetic legs, and you need to get a bit of good swivel happening, so he does
he's
really
got good
well.
Good core strength.
He's got a very strong core.
Indeed.
There's no doubt about that. And I want to quickly mention as well, Mick, Soldier On today is there something they're doing called Stronger Together, where they're getting people to arm wrestle each other. So I'm going to arm wrestle Mickey during the song.
Jane, you can arm wrestle Dave.
You can arm wrestle Dave. We'll do a couple of little videos. We'll post them.
Okay.
And this is helping bring attention. Every donation made today will be doubled by generous corporate sponsors.
Well, that's a good idea. I like that.
And they want to raise $1 million today. And that is Soldier On, who, of course, support veterans and their families. And they help get them jobs.
Yep.
They provide mental health support, education, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, you will look very tough in the arm wrestle because of your moustache.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
And your truckery good looks. As opposed to Dave.
Listen,
who has
I think
no
you've
mustache.
Gone too far now. Just pull it back a bit.
Why don't you just draw one on?
I will come over back. There.
Do you want to draw one on or something?
Listen, Mick, Dave's got too much on you. I'd zip it.
No, correct.
I'd just go a bit easier.
It's not exactly one of those ones that twirls up at the end. You're not about to tie anyone to the train tracks, are you?
It's the Barnum style.
He's not going to step into an Agatha Christie novel, is he?
Poirot.
Now, you've come on it. You're not here on Melon's Out Day, but you're here on Party Mix Day.
I love it. Tell you what, and Alan's Party Mix, this thing has a life expectancy of roughly 2 minutes
I'm sure
once I open it.
There's offices all around Australia right now. It's, you know, gearing up to knock off time for everybody. Mm. And it's your Friday treat, so I just thought,
you like to test the waters early.
What do
you mean? On a Friday, well, you like to get cracking early.
And
that's
what
I'm saying.
Can I mention?
I do too.
Without meaning to lift the veil and give too much away, Jane has very generously given me a wine. She said, "Limo, it's Friday. Would you like a wine?" I said, "I'd love one." But then it did occur to me that normally I'm here on a Monday, and I also get a wine on Mondays.
I didn't say it was special, did I?
But you're the only one who's ever knocked back a drink from Jane. She offered you
It was the tint.
She offered you a rosé.
I did. No, I'm not just not a rosé guy.
Well, I'll swing you with a special rosé that one of our sponsors is. Right.
I'm sure that one's delicious.
Deportedly, we love them.
I tell you, it does look like a rosé guy.
Dave.
Okay, I'm going to turn these microphones off and walk out in a minute. I'll arm wrestle all of you together.
Well, we're almost ready to go to a song.
We'll do it now in the song.
Okay.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Limo is with us as well. New way to drive home, Kennedy.
Well, we're lucky to have him with us.
We are.
Because he had a fright recently.
Oh, well, I'm only just game now to tell this story. Actually happened during the Invictus Games up in Sydney.
Yep.
So out at Sydney Olympic Park, if you're familiar with it, you'll know that there's an actual park next to the Sydney Olympic Park area, has a river running through it, has a whole bunch of lakes.
Sounds pastoral and picturesque.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm. And I used to go for a walk there every morning.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was my morning exercise. And one morning, it's about 8 o'clock, I'm walking through the park and I'm walking down a little walk pathway and then I hear this rustling in a bush. I go, oh, that's weird. Jeez. And then a duck walks out onto the path.
I love ducks.
And the duck.
They're funny.
It had a real purposeful step about it.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't like the duck accidentally bumped into me. Like, oh, you, right? It was like, what, Agam, what are you doing?
Oh, so it's a bit cocky.
It had attitude. It had attitude.
There's a turf war between you and a duck.
Me and a duck. And it really got me on the back foot a bit. So I thought, I'll take a wide berth because this duck's got a problem, right?
this duck means business.
So I sort of walked wide around it. I had half an eye on the duck because the duck was...
You're already dubious.
The duck was staring me down the whole time. It didn't take its eyes off me, right? And I'm walking around. And when I got side on, the duck just leapt. And it's gone straight at my head.
What?
The duck's jumped at my head. Yes. I'm not joking.
No,
Okay, I would give anything to witness that.
Let me tell you what happened next. The duck's gone at my head. So I've started running right from the duck. And then I feel this bang in the back of my head. And I feel the wings flapping around my head.
It was attacking your
head. It's attacking my head.
When ducks attack.
And I'm running from this duck, and I yell really loudly. I yell, F off, right? Like the duck can understand me.
You didn't look around for a camera first, did you? Because that's embarrassing if someone saw that.
I was too terrified in the moment, and I keep running, and then eventually the duck stops, but the duck knocked my hat off.
Oh.
So when I turn around 10 metres away, the duck is standing over my hat. And the duck's trying to pick my hat up with its beak, but it's slipping out. And the duck's kind of looking, daring me to come back and get the hat. Now, Jane, do you have any idea how emasculating it is to be beaten up by a duck?
One of the happiest stories I've ever heard. It makes me smile.
This is true, but they use these in some instances as guard ducks. Because ducks make a lot of noise and they're very territorial. So in the middle of the night, if someone's around your property, straight away, you know what are the ducks up to. They're onto something.
It's terrifying.
Limo's back.
There's roughly 100.
Did you say it's terrifying?
There was roughly a 100 kilo weight difference between me and that duck, and I was running like a terrified child away from this duck, and I was quite rattled. And afterwards, I did get my hat back, but afterwards I was really puffing, and my wife coincidentally called me about a minute later, and I answered the phone. I'm panting. She goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "I've just been attacked." She said, "What happened?" She said, "What happened?" And I said, "By a duck." Anyway.
I've just been attacked. I'm going down.
So the Invictus Games are on, of course. So I get to a lunch area at the Invictus Games, and I've got to talk to someone about it because I'm rattled. And I start telling... So,
hang on. At the Invictus Games...
Well...
Yeah, I'm imagining
I start
that the,
telling this
trauma that people story. Have been through.
I start telling this veteran
okay.
who's got two prosthetic legs, right? So this guy's been blown up in Afghanistan and I'm expecting him to give me sympathy.
There's nothing. I was just attacked by a duck.
Limo.
Oh, dude.
Limo.
So, everyone I've told this story to has said, I didn't know about the guard ducks.
Yeah.
Everyone I've told this story to has said, that's rubbish. Ducks don't attack.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if other people have had attacks.
Can I tell you, I have been attacked not by a duck but by a swan.
Me too.
And a swan,
they'll get you.
I know what you mean about the size of the duck, but they kind of grow a foot, don't they? It means business.
Oh, they've got attitude.
It's seriously having a crack.
Like this particular duck, you could put me in a UFC octagon with that duck and people would look at the duck and go, oh, maybe.
I'm on the duck.
Are we going to ask people if they've been attacked?
Have you been attacked by a duck?
By a duck.
Well, and if not, what else have you been attacked by?
For the bird variety might be a
My mum got attacked by a wombat.
That's
told
true.
You that. She did. I swear to you, stupid wombat.
I believe you.
I'd love to know specifically if someone has been attacked by that duck at Sydney Olympic Park. That duck had attitude.
Be good enough it had form.
Hey, give us a call, everyone. 1-333-533.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Take your calls on 133353. When have you been attacked by a duck?
Well, no, we're seriously, we're very worried because Limo has been attacked by a rogue duck, a very strong-willed Drake, was it? Yeah. Was it a Drake?
So look, Jane, I wasn't hanging around to identify.
Was it acting alone? Do you sense there was a conspiracy? Were there more ducks in on it?
I got the feeling there was another duck watching who would... Now, I don't know if he was filming.
And he attacked you, stole your cap.
Knocked the cap off my head, threatened to steal my cap.
It was a standover duck.
Didn't get it in the end.
And I can say they are frightening. They can dirty up and...
Well, that bill's pretty snippety, snippety, snappity. Hey, we've had a board explode today.
Well, the question we asked was, have you ever been attacked by a duck?
Well, people around Australia clearly have.
All right.
And let's start hearing from you all. Hello, Damien.
Hello.
Damien, tell us about your trauma.
When I was a kid, we went on a family picnic up in Ballarat, Victoria, at Lake Wenderee. Yep. Went to close to the water and there was like a bunch of swans and ducks and they came towards me and it was traumatising.
That's where I got snapped.
Oh no.
Lake Wenderee in Ballarat. The exact same spot,
it's Damien. It's the same bunch.
Yeah. Horrific.
How old were you, Damien?
Probably primary school age.
Right.
That's pretty young.
What happens when you go on picnics now? Does it not happen?
I don't like ducks.
Were you in the water when the ducks attacked?
No, land.
Imagine if you're on their turf. Yeah. Imagine the water. Imagine if they got you on water.
Right. Yeah, no one.
Well, Limo feels your pain, Damien. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you, Damien. Because I wondered if I was the only one. So it's nice.
I don't think you are.
This is like counselling.
Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Is this a moment that you can share nationally?
At Lake Wenderee in Ballarat, there's swans.
Yes.
All right? Yeah. I promise.
This is a tough part of town, Lake Wenderee.
The other bloke has to look me seriously at his avian varieties because they're big black swans at Lake Wenderee and they are bastards.
They are. I've been attacked by a black swan. I have been and it's not fun.
No, they're very intimidating. Thank you, Peter. Let's go to John.
They have a real crack. They're quite strong.
There's a very strong male presence here, so clearly here's a link. John, go ahead.
Yeah. Go, John, go. Mick, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, mate.
Attacked by a duck, mate?
No, I can give you a tip. I come from the bush.
Yep.
Geese, mate, goose. You've got to have a goose in your backyard and you'll get that one. No one will ever come into your backyard.
Oh, because they've got got a honk, haven't they?
A guard goose.
They're just mental.
Okay, don't take on a goose. Is that what you're saying?
I've got a Barima sheepdog. And you look up Barima.
Yeah.
They're beautiful dogs.
I know them.
They're very protective.
They are. They're the ones that save the penguins.
Yeah, well, there's one thing that's scared off.
What?
It's the goose.
Hey, guys, we should go to the goose fights.
The goose fights. Hey, we've started something here. G'day, Danny.
How you going, guys?
Danny, tell us your sad tale.
Yeah, when I was younger, like a teenager, I got attacked by a duck. But about 2 years ago, I went to a cidery.
A cidery, yeah.
And they got a cider called Duck and Bull.
Yeah.
I am.
And the reason why it's called Duck and Bull is that duck had a fight with the bull.
The duck took on a bull.
It took on a bull.
See, ducks never came up in an Edinburgh documentary, did they?
No, but I could see Edinburgh really getting into them. Let's try Darren.
Attacked a bull.
Again, and more males telling us about duck attacks. Hello, Darren.
G'day, how you going, guys?
What happened, Darren?
A few years ago, I'm driving along the road and there's four little ducklings on the road. They're trying to get up onto the nature strip, but they couldn't because the gutter was so big. And they were on their own. So I thought, I've got to do something about this. So I stopped and I'm lifting them up. And suddenly, this spider duck comes out of nowhere. It starts swooping me, scratching at me, just trying to peck me in the head. It chased me for about 30 metres and would not back off. That duck's listening. Take better care of your kids.
Hey, Jay.
Well said, Darren.
Thank you, Darren. And we might have Jay with the last word about ducks.
Man.
Go ahead, Jay. What's happened to you with ducks?
I was at a mate's house and he calls me up. He says, come over. So I've gone over. I didn't know he bought a few ducks.
Anyways, you wouldn't have gone if you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, so I'm thinking ducks are, you know, they're nice. But apparently not so. So I've got him in the backyard and he's all hanging out in the back. And then there's three ducks standing in a line in front of me. And I go, well, what's going on here? Anyways. And then the middle duck just started charging. So I'm going around and around. He lives on the main street. So I'm coming out of the backyard going sideways. I thought the ducks have left me alone. Anyway, out of nowhere, this comes Michael Schumacher around the corner. And this guy just started chase, and then his other mate come around then. I didn't know what to do, so I'm just running down the street getting chased by three ducks.
And Jay.
Jay, that is incredible.
Mate, we'll give you a prize. Yeah, we've got to wrap up the duck.
It's a duck.
How good.
The duck attack day. Oh,
yeah, well done, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for
thank
calling.
Thank you, Limo.
Limo, thanks for bringing
feel
it.
Better?
It makes me feel, it does make me feel better.
You're not alone.
Beware
you're
of the duck.
Never alone.
Beware of the ducks.
Hey, got anything to plug? Anything we need to mention?
No. Soldier on.
Soldier on. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get on board and make a donation today.
Kennedy Great. Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Hey, it's been a big week, don't you reckon?
Love it.
Dave's been threatening to grow a moustache for November.
I've done it.
Oh, you haven't
Day
done it.
Nine. Quite luscious.
You could cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah.
Well, you could shave him with a knife, with a butter knife right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
Let's reflect
All right.
on the week.
Yeah.
A week of surprises on Kennedy Malloy. Mick was surprised to hear that Carl Stefanovic's Bucks happened without him, the supposed organiser.
You come in with women's mags.
Yep.
Go and have a look at this. Mm. Here's Grant Kenny's stupid house.
I was sorry to bring that news to you.
Up there, cult headquarters, I call it. up there on the river, Grant Kenny, you've made a very powerful enemy. What's he got that I haven't got?
Abs.
Emma Freeman was surprised by Mick's lower leg.
Have you seen my calf muscles?
Are they gorgeous?
Are massive. Mm. You'll try and stick a $20 note down my sock.
Oh, hello.
That's how good they are.
Take a deep breath.
What's happening?
I'm getting all flustered.
We shouldn't have been surprised by how Jane likes to spend her spare time.
I went to a restaurant, stayed for ages, had lots
how
of...
How elitist.
Yeah. It's not elitist.
Where was the restaurant? France?
Yeah.
No.
Is the word degustation involved somewhere? Lots of silver lids being lifted.
No, there's not a bit inside. Come on, I'm a woman of the people. I am.
I've heard it all now.
Send it down, Huey.
Yeah!
And Jane showed us she's got a few surprises in her trick bag by joining the Drap Breakers for a rendition of Rain.
Is it any wonder we fall apart? It's been raining for so long.
How do you think Jane go? Did you think she went okay?
I thought she was fantastic.
I think
I was
overall,
bamboozled by her talent.
The overall perception for me is not bad, but stay in your lane.
But the big surprise after the performance was the feedback on Instagram.
Yeah, I think my favourite's from Brett. There's a picture of me with the members of the band. Check out those melons. Nice one, Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's good feedback from the electorate.
Well, you know.
I have to say, he sent the same text to me as well. So.
We had the lovely surprise of Harry Shearer calling through about the US election.
The Democrats have retaken the House of Representatives, so subpoenas will be flying towards the White House. More than a drunk email at this point.
Just over 20 minutes ago, Donald Trump put this tweet out. Tremendous success tonight. Thank you to all.
I think that was pre-written.
Jane surprised herself by maybe letting out a bit too much info.
So your average Botox session?
Yeah, it's about 3 months. Oh, look, this is what I've heard. Do you not think I'm going to tell you the first day I get bloody Botox? I'm going to walk in
here. I'm just saying,
here.
You might be due.
And we're all surprised that Jane was chewing gum on the air.
As a broadcaster, there aren't many things you should not do. I would have thought chewing gum on air would be one of them. But
it's
I couldn't.
First time I've done
I
it.
I couldn't believe it. I went into Marshy and I said, Marshy, can you roll it back? I'm just. Have a listen now.
God, forensic? What are you?
It's not obvious, but you're here.
Columbo.
There's one in the middle. There's one just at the end, but I've just got a little bit of work. Have a listen to Jane.
All right, this is your chew on air.
It's a sofa downstairs, and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Oh, come on, IKEA.
No.
That's not true,
that is
it?
It is.
But the biggest surprise of the week, there was a second chicken heiress.
Tammy Ingham. I'm in love again.
Do you know Tammy Ingham?
I don't know Tammy.
Well, can you introduce me? You're useless.
I'll listen.
What about?
I beg your pardon.
Do you know any chicken heiress?
I won't introduce you to her.
Do you know any chicken heiress?
I'll do my best.
Do you know Helen then.
And the surprises kept coming. There was another one.
A 26-year-old KFC chicken heiress who owns a lingerie company.
What? Yes.
Wait a minute.
If she's a caddy as well, I'm going to cover myself in chicken fat and turn up on her doorstep in my Speedos and ask for her hand in marriage.
Now I'm so torn about, I feel like I'm one of the relatives on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette who has to help you make a decision
between the chicken heiresses. The chicken heiresses. Who do I give the
front runner.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband, supercharged internet anywhere.
Good on you, OVO. Yeah.
Well,
I really enjoy them, and I enjoy what they do in the marketplace.
Listen,
I think they're out in front.
Great technology.
I think,
it's creeping me out the way you're speaking right now with some sense of authority because I would actually like to. I'm sorry, I'm going to clown you.
I beg your pardon.
I'm going to clown you for the most feeble attempt to explain what our new client OVO is actually about.
When did this happen?
Well, let's just let's go back in time and listen to the start of this week and how you explain our fabulous new client, OVO.
Well, Jane, it's an alternative to fixed line internet. It uses 4G. Familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
A lot of the ladies don't know what I'm talking about. What's that?
Do you know what 4G is?
Yes, I do, mate. Yes. It's between...
Oh, keep going. I'm
between
I'm
3G
very
and 5G. Bang, 4G.
All right.
Well done. 5G. Mate, 5G's my favourite.
That's not the EU.
No, that really... You can access this. Up to 250 GBs.
And what does GB stand for, Mick?
It depends which circles you're mixing in. It can be Great Britain, good bloke, gubernatorial...
Or gigabyte.
Or gigabyte.
Wow.
Come on. You know me.
I do.
Do you know what I'm doing?
Sadly.
I'm simplifying it for the people out there who might be struggling with modern technology.
And apparently the ladies, you're simplifying it.
Oh, look,
well.
I mean, you don't really complicate things for the girls.
Thank you so much. We're so appreciative.
You know the bit I do get?
What?
That you can buy it from 7-Eleven.
Yes.
And this is my strong suit. I can tell you, I could take you on a journey.
That's
through,
true. And also,
exactly,
Dave, you just go to a there website, don't you? Oh, well, Dave's holding
one. I'm holding my hand. There it is, the OVO.
Careful what you're holding in your hand.
Well, that's it.
It's an OVO.
Boom.
Boom. There you go. That's what you can get from 7-Eleven. It's really cheap. You can get it, is it 50
years between the burger rings and the...
Yeah, that's it.
And the cheese and bacon
cheese
balls.
And bacon balls. Get down there. Get to 7-Eleven. OVO, they're the best in the business.
They seriously are.
How much I do know, even an idiot like me.
Do you know what? They're going to change your life and they're going to change your whole streaming life, your whole internet
too
life.
Too much, though, because I've heard it's too fast. I've heard the internet.
I don't think it can be
I've
too
never
fast.
Heard this complaint before.
No such thing.
But I'm hearing the internet. It's too fast. No. They need to slow it down.
So listen.
Because it's just.
If Fred and Lenny are in the car, right, and you've got YouTube or they're watching something on Netflix, you use this. That's what they use to watch their videos on your mobile.
So they can watch Jackass?
They're too young to watch Jackass.
Well, too late. They've already watched it.
Well, stop doing that. Thank you, OVO, for a brilliant week.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Well done to everyone listening in Newcastle on the brand spanking new, newly minted Newcastle Triple M.
They'll be having a big party
Well, we were supposed to be there.
I know.
Remember, we tried. We were going to be there, guys, but they couldn't chopper us in and out in time.
They couldn't, guys.
You're right. Your rider was a little large.
Oh, all right.
Sort of diva sort of style with Jane. So.
Guys, welcome to the family, the Triple M family. Mm. We'll pop some champagne corks for you here.
Yeah.
You bet.
We'll all go out and get tattoos later. Hey, Whitney's joined in the studio. Whitney, it's a rare visit for you.
What's going on?
You're out manning the fort.
Thank you for the week, by the way.
Of course.
To all our
team.
You. Thank you, everyone.
Well,
but
it was
why
mostly
are you here
good,
now?
Yeah. But I've made a list.
But why are you here?
No, I'm here because I need to clown you, Jane.
Oh, hey.
Hang on.
You have my full attention.
What's happening with the sisterhood?
So before the show, she came in and she's like, I really need to get some lunch. And I was like, oh, go get some dip and Bickies and have a graze. She's like, oh, no, I hate dip.
Oh, Jane.
So, what? She goes, jeez. Then she goes, I might go get a seaweed salad.
Oh,
I was like, well, that's very up yourself.
Right.
And then she comes back. She goes, oh, I did find a dip that I like. And I was like, oh, yeah, what is it? She goes, it's smoked trout with lemon and dill. She had lavash biscuits with that dip.
Bite size.
Then I go on to say how much I love Rob and I miss him. And she's like, oh, yeah, he's all right. She goes, oh, but as I was leaving today, he did walk in with oysters and champagne. I was like, you sound like a dick.
What is going on at your house? Was it like a country club or something?
Happened?
Is it? Can I book a table?
What is it? It's a Friday night tradition. You go to the fish market. He goes to see Peter at Claringbold's, his local fish market. He must have got some nice oysters.
I'll race you home. I'll get there first.
Well, you're welcome
walk in the door
to have,
and I'll be sitting there.
You're welcome to have some.
Honking onto all your oysters.
and Whitney, you're in big trouble.
And yet all that refinery.
What's wrong with my dear?
And you still chew gum.
Oh, don't play this again.
No, we have to.
Yesterday's show, Jane. Because I've never seen you chew gum before.
No, I never chew gum.
So why were you chewing gum?
Because I found it in my handbag. I went, what's that?
Have you started chewing gum? You're clearly a novice because you didn't know.
I am a novice. I don't like gum chewers.
I hear something grinding in my earphones. It's a sofa downstairs and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, IKEA.
Shame.
Well, at least I'm not going to play this again, am I? I don't feel like playing it.
What?
I do. I want to hear it. Mick farting on Nova. Yeah, let's have a listen.
Right. Did he try to pull out Ed?
The first thing he said this morning is, I'm not running.
That's what I think about you, Ray.
Oh my goodness.
All right, there we go. Hey, we've mentioned this before, and we've had a couple of very nice calls too, by the way. Thank you very much. But Soldier On Special Sunday, 12 o'clock Metro Markets, 9 in the morning. Please listen.
It means a lot to you, particularly Mick. And we want to just give a shout out to everybody who was so generous in speaking with us.
Yeah.
We've talked to some really incredible people. Indeed. It's worth having a listen. Please tune in.
A truly moving experience, and that'll be going national on the Triple
Remembrance Day on Sunday, of course, 9 o'clock on all our regional stations, including the new Triple M Newcastle, and then across the metro stations midday. So you want to check that out, the Soldier On Special.
We'd also like to thank everybody for being part of this week and today's show, of course.
Out there attacked by a duck?
Yes. Yeah. Jonathan Thurston, who's a ripping bloke, wasn't he? And Limo. And next week, we have some terrific people coming up. We've got Charlie Pickering. Jonathan Coleman's coming on, our old mate. Mikey Robbins.
Radio Royalty.
Lawrence Mooney and Nick Cody as well.
Lawrence Mooney's back.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I look forward to catching him.
I will.
With Lawrence, can we got a bit from Lawrence?
We can't check with the lawyers. We've run out of time. Happen today.
Wow. He's a funny guy.
He is indeed.
Hey, grab the podcast.
Yeah, baby.
KennedyMalloy.com.au. We will see you Monday.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See what else you've been missing out on. Get on OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. Super fast with no contract or wires. OVO.com.au.